wide path leads to destruction, and lots of people will walk on it. But the road that leads to life is narrow, and only a few will find it. The people who listen to this walk on the narrow road and find God in their hearts. Amen.
Welcome. This is the One Way Radio Network, sponsored by Legacy Educational Institute. This is a 501c3 nonprofit. And your host today, my name is David Gallner. So thanks for tuning in. Legacy Educational Institute, the reason we call it One Way Radio Network is because, why? There's only one way to heaven. Not 50 ways, not 10 ways, but one way. And that's through what? Humble, repent, believe, receive, and become. We'll talk more about that. My name is David Gallner. Again, I'm the founder and CEO of this nonprofit. We started approximately, 16 years ago, Legacy Educational Institute. We've been doing this particular radio show for the past 6 or 7 years. And then we have another radio show that on Saturday morning from 11 to 12. This is a half hour from 8:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. The one on Saturday is 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. It's called the Dave and Sherry Show, sponsored by Legacy Financial Strategies. And we talk financial planning, estate planning, tax planning, wealth planning, you name the investments or savings. We have a variety of different strategies. So if you're interested in checking that out, that's an hour long on Saturday. You can go to leavealegacy.com, leavealegacy.com, click on the resource tab, and then click on Legacy Radio. You'll hear those topics, and you can learn more about that. And our main website for that one is legacyfinancialservice.com. Now, what we're going to talk about, people, again, who possess, who do not profess. In fact, our pastor, BJ, Truth and Grace Fellowship, where I go to, 786 Karen Lane in Hermitage, talked about that a little bit, because we're into the book of Acts. So we're going to talk about church members, and if you go there, just because you go there, does that make you a believer? And then we're going to talk about, which most pastors will not talk about, I have talked about it in the past, about something called political incorrect or political correct. Or shouldn't you even talk about that? So let me give you some contact information. Again, Legacy Education Institute, our main website for that one is onewaytoheaven.com, not .org, onewaytoheaven.com. And if you'd like to call me, our local number is 724-983-1617. 724-983-1617. Most people don't use toll-free numbers. We've had this one for many, 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 many years. So I'll just give it to you anyways. 800-264-4963. 800-264-4963. I'll give you my cell phone number, which a lot of people don't. It's not a track phone either. It's the one I've had since they first came out. I didn't have the bag, but I had the analog. The 5-watt was converted to the 3-watt. Same phone number, 724-699-3789. You can text me at that as well, 724-699-3789. If you email me, I haven't given that up for a while. It's david@leavealegacy.com. Not leave, leave, like a leaving in a Harris. Leave, L-E-A-V-E, letter A, legacy.com, leavealegacy.com. We're located at 3087 Innovation Way, Hermitage, PA, 16148, in the development called Linden Point. We're the fourth building on the left, catty corner from Butler County Community College, known as BC3. The reason I mention that, I had a pastor from Africa. Oh, I'll talk a little bit about later about that. Dynamite ministry. 300 pastors. His name is, listen to this, Pastor Moses. So I thought Moses had died, but apparently I was wrong. He's back at it, and boy, is he doing a bang-up job for spreading the gospel. So some of these resources we have, you could help us fulfill the Great Commission, which is Matthew 28:19-20, and Acts 1:8. Remember, we don't do the convicting, the convincing, the converting, the saving. Our job is to tell. The Holy Spirit does the convicting, the convincing, the converting, the saving. Our job is to share the good news. So let me give you some of these resources we have. We have A Case for Christ by Lee Strobel, the condensed version, powerful book. Biblical Answers About Heaven by Randy Elkhorn. It's not his 492-page book. You get goosebumps when you read this. From Vanity Explosion, we have two question marks. First question mark, when you die, where are you going to spend eternity? And if you say heaven, why should God let you in? Then I gave a bunch of these out to our pastor that we went to lunch with today. In fact, we had twice this week we had lunch. And the $1 trillion bill. We had the $1 trillion bill and the $1 million bill. He said, what are you talking about? It looks like a real bill. But he goes on the backside. The gospel message, the Ten Commandments. See, there is no salvation without what? Brokenness. You will not get to heaven because you're a good old gal or a good old boy. There's none righteous, no, not one. All have sinned, fall short of every God compared to a righteous, holy God. Yes, you and I are filthy rags. I always say, cut through the chase, we're scumbags. So we'll talk more about the secret spirituality in heaven. But anyway, this is a powerful witnessing tool because it has the gospel message. And people will realize they have broken, they've committed these sins. So therefore, the judgment should be what? Hell. It's either hell or heaven. But because if you humble, repent, believe, receive, and become, Jesus, the God, deity, fully God, fully man, he paid the penalty for us. So let's talk about church members. And of course, Hebrews 10:20 says, do not forsake the assembly. But you can go to church, just like standing in a garage. You can stand in a garage and there's a car next to you. Guess what? I don't think you'll become a car. So just because you go to church won't require your admission into heaven. 10%, now listen to this, 10% of church members cannot be found. 20% of church members never attend church. Oh, I don't need to attend church. I don't want to go to church. A bunch of hypocrites go there. Well, that's true. Lots of hypocrites go to church. But you know something? Driving on the highway, there's lots of hypocrites. And if you really want to be honest, you and I are hypocritical at different degrees at different times. So come on in. The water's warm. The only people who are not allowed to come to church are not who people who are not sinners. I don't think I've met one of those. But anyways, so the water's warm. That's what the church is for. 25% admit they never pray. How about that? That's hard to believe that. 35% admit that they do not read their Bibles. Yes, 35%. 40% admit they never contribute to the church, tithe, or offering. 60% never give to missions. And we had a blessing earlier. This pastor has 300 pastors underneath him in six countries. Yes, six countries. We'll talk more about that again later. 70% never assume responsibility within the church. 85% never invite anyone to church. And 95% have never won anyone to Christ. But listen to this one. Now, I don't know if this is exactly right, but it could be close. But 100% expect to go to heaven. I don't know too many people said, I expect to go to hell. Except Saul Alinsky. He wanted to be down with the haves, the have-nots. I think he got his wish because he died many, many years ago. Very pompous statement to say. So we'll talk a little bit more about the person I had lunch with, actually was the opportunity for that, and how they use water. Yes, water, to attract people. But you know, the water is just temporary, but they come by the hundreds and thousands of people. And through that, they were able to do what? Share the gospel. Yes. How about that? Is that brilliant or what? We take things for granted. We have water everywhere. There's people who don't have that. And they provide these wells 150 feet, 120 feet, and they never run dry. And people are flocked just to get clean, fresh water. But you know what they need? Just like the woman in the well, they need who? Spirit. That's the true living water. But what a ministry. political incorrect or correct? Do you know anyone who's political incorrect? To be political incorrect means what? You say things and do things that wouldn't go over well, political. The media would disagree with you. Lots of people would say that you were unkind or narrow-minded. Shame on you. By the way, speaking of narrow, are you on the narrow road or the wide road? In Matthew 7, you want to be on the narrow road. To be politically incorrect means that you don't agree with the popular opinions of the day. Do you know anyone who is that way? You're supposed to hate evil, love good. Well, they think evil is good and good is evil. There's someone you know, someone you are very close to, actually, who is very political incorrect. I wonder who that could be. In fact, I would say that he was, and still is, the most political incorrect person to what? The face of the earth. Who would that be? He said things that did not go over well, very political. His words were so shocking, so different from what people were used to hearing, that he was accused of being what? Demon possessed. Can you figure it out yet who that is? Out of his mind, they said. And he did things that didn't go very well at all. Some accused him what? Of breaking the law. Others accused him of being a drunkard, a partier. He was so politically incorrect that the religious establishment of the day branded him what? An outlaw. And who is that person? Who is that person? Well, I'll mention on this segment, and then we'll continue on the next segment. His name is who? Jesus Christ. That's right. That's the secret of entering heaven. You must be born again to see the kingdom of God. That's like being pregnant. Either you are or you're not. But the first step, there is no salvation without what? Repentance. At 2 Corinthians 7:10, that's a godly sorrow that our pastor spoke about last week. But before you're going to recognize you're a sinner, that sorrow, you have to humble yourself. Humble yourself before the Lord, and He'll lift you up. Those who humble themselves will be exalted. Those who exalt themselves will be humble. So humble, repent, I said brokenness, godly sorrow, and then believe Jesus Christ died on the cross and rose on the third day. The God, not just a God. A lot of cults believe He's a God. The God, deity. Hypostatic union, fully God, fully man. Believe, receive, and become. So that political person, so-called incorrect, but was correct, is who? Jesus Christ. He was truly the sum and substance of everything could possibly be considered political incorrect. The things He said and did were so different what was considered acceptable during His day. He was so politically unacceptable that people were cheering in the streets. Cheering when He was crucified. So you're listening to Legacy. Not Legacy, I can see Legacy Financial Strategy, that's our other show. You listen to One Way Radio Network, One Way to Heaven, sponsored by Legacy Educational Institute. I want you to listen to this important message. When you come back, we're going to do part two on about political incorrect. So please, this is an important message.
Retired or planning to retire soon? Do you want to save money by paying less on your taxes? Then let the experts at Legacy Financial show you how by visiting LegacyTaxBill.com right now. Use Legacy's Tax Bill Calculator. Fill in the value of your IRA, 401k, and other qualified plans. Retirement is something you've worked your whole life for, so don't let the IRS take that away. Go to LegacyTaxBill.com. Go to LegacyTaxBill.com to schedule your free consultation.
Welcome back. You're looking to the One Way Radio Network, sponsored by Legacy Educational Institute, which is a 501c3. Your host today, my name is David Gallner. We're located at 3087 Innovation Way in Harmony's, PA, in a development called Linden Point. We're the fourth building on the left, catty corner from Butler County Community College, known as BC3. So if you'd like to stop by and get some of these resources, but if you can't make it, just call us. I can't remember all the names you were talking about. What do you have available? And can you send them to me? We'll be glad to send them to you. We'll even pay shipping and handling. So our website is onewaytoheaven.com, onewaytoheaven.com. Our phone number is 724-699-3789. My cell number, 724-699-3789. Our local number is 724-983-1617. Let's go to the website, onewaytoheaven.com. Click on the message. You can, if you miss part of it, you're in and out of a car, you want to catch the rest of it, you can listen to it. So we were talking on the last segment, which preachers don't want to talk about, is politics. Yes, the word politics. Oh, one thing you don't talk about is religion and politics. First of all, Christianity is not a religion. It's a relationship business. And you don't talk politics. Well, guess what? We're talking about who is the politician of that day, and are you part of that day? Are you political incorrect? Because the word polis, P-O-L-I-S, the Greek words throughout that. And, of course, who is the biggest one we mentioned about that? Was Jesus. The person I'm talking about, as I said in the last segment, was Jesus Christ. Deity, hypostatic union, fully God, fully man. He was truly the sum and substance of everything could possibly be considered. That's right, political incorrect. The things he said and did were so different, as I mentioned on the last segment, from what was considered acceptable during his day. He was so political and acceptable that people were what? Cheering. Before, they were Hosanna, Hosanna. Then it cheered him in the streets when he was crucified. Today, folks, if you're a follower of Jesus Christ, which I am, you're born again, then you also are politically incorrect. This pastor, Pastor Smoey, is Kenya. Guess what? He's bold. He became a believer as a young person. He wanted to be a witch doctor. But God had different plans. And boy, he has high energy. He speaks better than most Americans do. And by the way, it's a ministry, like I said, water. Water. People in these countries we take for granted in Africa. And there's six countries. Kenya is the main one. Guess what? They come for the attraction of water. But while they're getting the water, they hear the gospel message. And who does the convicting, the convincing, the converted, the saving? The Holy Spirit does. So you got water, the flesh part water, then you have the Spirit. The Spirit is the one that you'll live forever and ever if you have a place in your time where you've humbled, repent, believe, and receive. You want to know more about that ministry? I'll put you in contact. You can call our office. But Alice Garcia is the one who invited me to lunch on both on Wednesday. In fact, today I had the opportunity to go. And his, listen to this. His daughter is going to Kent to be an architect. And listen to her name. Joy. The fruits of the Spirit. Galatians 5:22-23. Today we're going to meet a follower of Jesus Christ who also fell into a category. His name was who? Amos. You remember that one of the minor prophets? In fact, we just finished up a series with Pastor Aaron on the minor prophets, and he is an Old Testament prophet. And where in the last Sunday he talks about the summer series, well, he just finished up the, I wouldn't call it summer, but it's spring, and we're going to take a break for the summer series. But anyways, if you have more information, I can give you details on these minor prophets, which were 12. There are certain books of the Bible, especially in the Old Testament, that can seem quite mysterious. They all seem mysterious when you start reading, because you know why? You're not enlightened. I've read it 40 times, and guess what? If you see my index and finger, they're almost still touching. But the more I'm reading it, the more obedient, the more God reveals. I still know very little, but He reveals, so we all have that. But certain books of the Bible, again, especially in the Old Testament, can seem, you know, way out, at least for, how about you, but for me they do. There are many valuable lessons here to learn. We briefly study these books. The Book of Amos is one of those books. We're going to see what it means to be political. That's right, political and corrupt. Because of Jesus Christ in His Word. You know, in the beginning was the Word became what? Flesh and dwelt among us. We're going to look at the temptations that come our way in connection to that. And finally, we're going to see how God gives us strength to believe and say and do things that please Him, regardless, folks, what the world thinks. It's not the world, it's what Jesus says. Amos was a prophet sent by God to northern Israel. On the outside, Israel seemed to be doing very well. Notice I said outside. They were strong militarily. There was peace within his borders. Everyone had money, or most everyone did anyway. But something was wrong. You know what the wrong was? Greed. See, it's not the love of, it's the love of money. It's not money itself, the love of money, greed. Nothing new under the sun in today's society. The justice system has been corrupt. Oh, has it been corrupt? It still is. And of course, all people are mixing what? The worship of the true God with the worship of all idols. The first two commandments. You don't have a graven image and no carved image before that. The first two. Now, we think of a carve or something like that. Anything that you put for God. It could be your job. It could be your family. Anything before God is a type of idol. So God sent Amos and told Amos to speak. And of course, they didn't like this. Some political incorrect things. Look at verse 11. For this is what Amos is saying. Jeroboam will die by what? The sword. And Israel will surely go into exile away from their native land. Amos was telling the people that if they don't repent, that's that change, that 365 degrees change. Repent, 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 and turn back to God. Guess what will happen? Bad things will come their way. The king would die, and the people would be deported. And of course, Amos was what? Questioning Israel. Why wouldn't he question Israel? And what was about it? Their lifestyle. Right? We're making compromise. Well, you need to get up with the 21st century, the 20th century. You need to get... you're not with it, Dave. He was saying things that weren't very patriotic. For example, one of the leaders of Israel, Amaziah, reacted to the political incorrect words of Amos this way. Verse 10 says, "We went and told the king, Amos is raising a conspiracy against you in the very heart of Israel. The land cannot bear all his words. Then look at the verse and do your prophesying there. Don't prophesy anymore at Bethel, because this is the king's sanctuary and the temple of the kingdom." Even though Amos was speaking the truth, what does that have to do with it, right? They don't want to hear the truth. The truth will set you free. He was political, what? Incorrect. And so they asked him to go away. Go, 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 go. The same thing can happen to you and to me. As a follower of Jesus Christ, you have some beliefs and the very political incorrect beliefs that come from the Bible. The Holy Spirit inspired the words of this book. And so what? We believe them, or hope you do believe them. At least I do. Don't follow them, but I believe them with all our hearts. But there are beliefs in here, and if you live them out and share them, you will probably not get elected to the office. So, for example, Romans 1, 8 through 32, homosexuality. It was rampant in Paul's day. He went out and preached. They took him out and stoned him, left for dead. He shook the dust off and came back in. Is it politically correct to believe homosexuality is an accepted lifestyle? There are television shows to promote it. Talk shows support it. Public schools teach it. But the Bible teaches that it's a sin. Right, sin. It's labeled as a sin in a number of different places in the Bible, both in the Old and the New Testament. In the eyes of God, it is not acceptable lifestyle. Now, God loves all. Remember, he wants all to come to repentance. Many people are called, few are chosen. He foreknows who's coming to him. Just as being a kleptomaniac wouldn't be acceptable lifestyle, but just as being a violent person would be acceptable lifestyle. According to the Bible, it is a sin that one needs to repent of and what? Turn to who? Jesus Christ. To for what? Forgiveness and strength to overcome the sin. And of course, what I said is very political incorrect. But it's what God teaches us in the Bible. Or how about this one? It's politically correct to believe that there are many different ways to heaven. Oh, yeah, as long as you're a good person. No, you're a scumbag just like me. All religions are the same. No, they're not. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. I'm the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last." Who do you say he is? The God, a lunatic, or a liar? They'll say, "Just be good, and you'll go to heaven." No, it's not true. But the Bible teaches there's only one way to heaven, and that's believing that you are a sinner, that Jesus Christ is your personal Savior. Faith in Jesus Christ is the only way, the only way, the only way to heaven. There's no other way. No other religion. They don't work. Islam, Hindu, Buddhism, and just plain stay home on Sunday and try to be a so-called good person. No, you're not. During this week, those religions don't work. They are what? Wrong. Wrong, wrong, wrong. Once again, I've spoken some things that are politically incorrect, but people would label me as a bigot. Yeah, they have. Or small-minded religious extremists trapped in my own world. What is the temptation here? The temptation is to change my beliefs so that I fit better with society. Maybe homosexual isn't a sin. Maybe believing Jesus Christ isn't the only way to live. Maybe the things I've taught by the media are true and good. We want people to like us. You're almost like a god. We want to fit in. And so we're tempted to change our beliefs. I hope you're not. In order to better match the simple beliefs of the world. Preach the word in season. 2 Timothy 4 and out of season. Folks, you have either fallen in temptation. I encourage you to what? Repent of any sin. Give that sin to who? Turn it over to Jesus Christ. Humble, repent, believe, and receive, and become. And he will what? Forgive you. 1 John 1:9. Jesus has paid for that sin on the cross. You see, when Jesus died on the cross, he wasn't being punished for being politically incorrect. It may have looked that way on the outside. What was really happening was he was being punished for the sins of the world. Your sins, my sins, every sin that you ever committed or was placed on Jesus Christ. And he took away all of that for us. Why? Because he's omnibeloved, all-loving. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You want to have the no-so. You don't want the no-so. So thanks for tuning in. We'll talk to you next week. And remember this. It's the day the Lord made. Rejoice and be glad in it.
Nothing's better than your presence. Oh, let me drink deep. May my love be poured upon your head, your hands, your Does not a son know the father's heart? Does not a bride know her husband's eyes? And don't best friends tell each other secrets? Oh, this is why I